Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fitamud, Nida Daf Lamed Aleph, Nida 31A, pagination is 61. This is a daf that has quite a number of statements about conception and pregnancy, and is a daf that is often quoted in different contexts. Some of the Gemaras are more readily translatable, understood, and others are a bit out of our reach, perhaps, in understanding exactly what's going on. Let's get a taste of it. We're on the second wide line. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Shlosha shutfim yesh ba'adam. There are three partners in a person's creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'aviv, Ve'imo. Hashem, the father, and the mother. Aviv, the father, Mazriya Halovin, contributes the white. Shemimenu atzamos vigidim vitziparnayim umoach sheberosho velovin shebaayin. The father contributes the white part, the bones, the sinews, the nails, the brain, and the white part of the eye. Imo mazras odim. The mother contributes the red part. Shemimenu or ubasar v'sairos v'shachar shaba'ayin. The red part, the dark part, is the skin, the flesh, the hair, and the dark part of the eye. V'akadosh baruch hu nosin v'ruach u'neshama. And Hashem puts in the spirit and the soul, uklaster pon in the shine of the face, uri'yas ha'ayin, and the ability to see with that eye that we just created, so to speak, we described, ushmi'as ha'ozen, and being able to hear, v'dibur peh, an ability to speak, v'hilach raglayim, ability to walk, ubina v'haskel, an understanding. And when it comes time for a person to leave the world, to pass away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notel chelko, Hashem takes away his portion. And he leaves the part that the parents contributed, meaning the body, their physical contribution, he leaves it in front of them, and that's what a dead body is. Let's skip a line, and Dorash Rav Chinuna Bar Papa. Rav Chinuna Bar Papa explained an insight regarding pregnancy. May dechsiv osa gedolos adein chayker v'neflos adein mispar. What's so wondrous? Bo'ra'e, he said, come and see regarding pregnancy. Shalok midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Hashem's ways are far greater than the ways of mankind. A person puts an object into a pouch, tsurura, it's tied, it's wrapped up, upia lamailan, it's facing up, safek en mishtamer, it's a doubt whether it's still going to be there when you come back. V'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tsar ha'uba b'me'e isha, but Hashem forms the fetus in the womb of a woman, pisucha, it's open, it's not really sealed. They have, unfortunately, very unusual cases where this doesn't occur naturally, and the advance of medicine is they actually sew up, it's possible to seal up the uterus. But under normal circumstances, it's psucha, the cervix is open. It's obviously held in place. It's sealed up in its own way, but it's not a conventional sealed up intensely. Upia lamata, and the opening is downwards against gravity. Umishtamer, and it's guarded in place. Skipping down further on the page, counting up from the bottom, probably about 15 lines, towards the beginning of a line, Maidich Siv. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Orchi Verivi Zerisa, Hashem winnows the cohabitation at the moment of conception. Melamed Shalonotzer Adam Kol HaTipa, a person is not formed from the entire drop, Elamina Borur Sheba, but rather only from the best of the drop, and other things get left behind. Art Scroll 39 perceptively explains this on two levels. One level is that the entire emission is not used for the conception. It's only what's described as the one that swims the best, the one that's the strongest, and that's the one that will reach the egg and produce fertilization. Also, even in that droplet that's chosen, only its best. The majority is described as the tail. It doesn't penetrate the egg, doesn't produce the conception. It's only the best of it that produces. Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, Mashal Adam Shezor Beves HaGranos. The word Zerisa, winnowing, is like the person in the granary. Notalasa Ochala Manechas HaPsoles, he takes the food and he leaves behind the unnecessary parts, the less desirable parts. Continuing on this theme of Hashem's influence in conception, Darash Rabbi Avo in the middle of a line, Maidach Siv, Mimona Afar Yaakov and Mispar Srova Yisrael Bilam, noted that Hashem is deeply involved at the time of conception. Melamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev V'sofer Es Revi'o Seyem Shel Yisrael. Hashem watches, pays attention to the cohabitation of the Jewish people. Mosai Tovo Tipo She'atzadik Noser Heimeno. When will that momentous moment come of a droplet that a tzaddik is going to be formed from? V'aldavar Zenis Misenev Shel Bilam HaRasha. And this blinded Bilam, he couldn't absorb this concept that Hashem, in all of his greatness, is involved in such things, because he couldn't appreciate the Kedusha that's present in that unity, that loyalty of husband and wife, and the sacredness of what starts out as the word kiddushin, sanctification. Omar, Bilam said, Mishu Torah v'kadoshim, shorsav tahorim v'kadoshim, Hashem who is pure and holy, and so are his servants, yatzitz b'davar zeh, should be involved in such a thing. Another statement, five lines up. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Ami. Isha Mazra'as Techila. If the woman's contribution happens first, however we understand that exactly, Yoled Es Zachar, that produces a male. Ish Mazria Techila, Yoled Es Nekeva. If the husband produces first, then it will be a female. Again, exactly what that means, but this is a well-known, well-quoted tradition that the Talmud is presenting. Let's turn over the page and include something from Amud Beis. Also, a famous statement, we're in the wide lines on the fifth line. Tanya, we learned, Tanya Rab Meir Omer, Rab Meir would say, Mepnei Ma'omra Torah Nida L'Shiva, that a Nida has 7-day count, Mepnei Sherogil Ba V'Katzba, because the husband is so familiar with her at that point of the cycle and could actually develop an aversion. Amra Torah, the Torah says, Te Tameya Shivas Yamim, Shiva Yamim, let her be Tamei for 7 days, let there be a separation for the greater good of this relationship. Kedeshate Chaviva Abaila Kishak. So that she should be as dear to her husband as the time when they first got married, when they entered the chuppah. One final statement that we will excerpt from this very rich daf on such topics. Mipnei ma'ish panav lamata v'isha panel lamaila. Why is it that in intimacy, the husband is facing down and the woman is facing up? Kelape ha'ish, facing up towards the man. Says the Gemara, ze mimakom shenivra vizu mimakom shenivras. The husband is facing down towards the ground, so to speak, because that's from where he was created, and she faces up to him because she was created from him, from a limb of Adam. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.